Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Monday morning, first hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit bobbyjonesgc.com. We will get into an NFL no huddle, back-to-back NFL no huddles at noon and 12:20 as we recap everything that happened yesterday on a stress-free Sunday for Falcons fans. Got a chance to kick back and just watch everything else happen as the Falcons had the bye week. Next Sunday will be stress-free too because the Falcons don't play till Monday.
Right.
Pretty rare in the middle of the season to get all those days off in a row. So
yeah, man.
Good for them.
Yes, and, rest.
Problem is, then you got 13 straight on the backside of it,
right,
which is a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. You're going to get a bye week at some point. So hopefully they can get right physically this week and get ready for the Buffalo Bills, who got their first loss of the season last night.
Yeah, man. The Dolphins are popping bottles down in Miami.
Right.
Nobody's threatening
not
the streets.
Not this year's Dolphins.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those
72
guys.
Dolphins. Yeah.
How many of those guys are left?
I know.
Zonka?
Yeah, it's maybe a couple other, but I know Zonk because
I know Mercury Morris is always
he passed away last year.
The loudest guy and really fun. We would always have him on the day after the last team lost in the NFL because the host of the morning show was a Dolphins fan.
Uh-huh.
So he'd have Mercury Morris on and they would celebrate
together. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And RIP Mercury, he passed last year.
Don't be in the neighborhood, be on the street or something like that, he's always say. But yeah, that won't happen. I always say this phrase, and don't listen to the fans because you've been in stands with them. You can't tell me that the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles after that crap show yesterday wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't listening to the wide receivers.
Definitely.
Like, he is
he was influenced.
Yes, he was influenced. And they lost because of it.
Mm-hmm. It also helped, it would help if they could block in the run game.
They're not a broken team because it's still 4-1. But they got some issues. And I think it's starting to show that it's the guy who called the plays.
Mm-hmm.
I just do. I don't know. I know the guys up front, Lane's banged up.
Yeah, they got a lot of injuries
up front. But it just don't look good.
He's the same guy as last year?
No, Kellen Moore was the guy last year.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he took over for Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore got his first win.
I told you, dog. Game ball, baby.
Game ball, Kellen. Boy. Damn Giants, man. I know they're bad, but that game was crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Jackson Dart got off to a good start, and then he's just like dribbling the ball down the field for no reason. No one even near him, and he
fumbles.
It's
unbelievable. My son, Isaiah, who is a Giants fan, hey, Dad, Jackson Dart's elite. And then, until he wasn't.
That's pretty funny.
And then I didn't hear no more from him.
Pretty funny. He's sitting there with us on Friday, and he was talking about the Giants. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot you're a Giants fan. Like, how again? Yeah. And he was like, yeah, Odell and all that. I was like, Odell, where's Odell? Not there.
Right.
Like, switch.
Yeah.
If that's, he's like, no, I'm a loyal guy.
And he is.
All right, well.
Yeah, he's going down with that ship.
Yeah, well, they'll.
He's going down with that ship.
That and, what do they say? That and $5 will get you a sandwich or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah,
go down with them.
Yeah,
I'm not saying not anymore. You can't really get a
sandwich. Just don't be texting me
bucks,
with it. Every time they do something good. Every time Giants make a good play, you text me. Why? And you text me when they said nothing bad. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but no, the Saints, it was only right that they got that win.
Yeah.
It was
only
right.
They're, The Giants are terrible.
They are.
Saints also. Somebody had to win.
Had to win that damn football. Just like the game in Charlotte. Somebody had to win that
Dolphins
game.
Dolphins are awful. Somebody Panthers
had to win.
Are terrible.
Yeah, somebody had to win
somebody
that damn
had to
game.
Win.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. It don't get too all up in it. Oh, my God. Like, somebody had to win the game.
Yeah, there's some bad teams in the NFL this year, and sometimes they play
they
each other.
They play each other. Exactly. They play each other on a Sunday where you're like, okay, you even as a player, when you're on one of those bad teams, like, at least we might get us one today.
Yeah, today's the day.
Yeah,
Strap them up.
Yeah, we might get us one today, dog. Oh, my God.
There's some really good teams in college football this year as well. Maybe more good teams than there's ever been. I don't know how many great teams there are. I'm not going to sit here and say this team is, that team isn't yet. There's still a lot of football yet to be played, but there's a lot of really good teams. I think we talked about this earlier in the show. Miami has thus far put together the most impressive resume of any of the teams sort of at that level. I think Ohio State's had a really nice start. I think Oregon has had a really nice start. There's a lot of teams that have a claim to one of the top resumes in college football. But what Miami did on Saturday night on the road, won the state championship. They beat everybody. Mm-hmm. They don't leave Florida till November, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The whole, like, all their games, road games, were in Florida, and then all the other games are at home. So they don't actually leave the state of Florida until November, which is pretty nice. Pretty nice little deal if you can set it up like that. But they're playing good, man. Their defense is very legit. And that Bane guy, he's like top six in Heisman odds.
He's playing so good. I'm just telling you, Malachi Toney, I remember the first game against Notre Dame, you saw this young man go out and do some stuff. He's special.
He's
a special, special player, man, at the receiver position, man. And, I mean, Carson got him one in him. I mean, just both touchdowns, it's just like this dude is just like running through the defense. They got angles on him.
He's just faster.
Just
faster
than every damn body, man. I mean, just an outstanding performance by him. You know, the only thing about the game, Miami won the game, but like the fourth quarter, how they just like took their foot off the gas. Give Florida State credit. They battled, they fought, all those different things. But I was like, why is Miami not like, this is what we talk about.
Yeah, step on the throat.
Yeah.
End this thing.
End the game.
Yeah, get out of here, man. Like, don't make it dicey in the fourth quarter when you don't have to. Florida State outscores them 19-0. And again, Miami was playing a very different style of football in the fourth quarter than they were in the first three. But you don't have to do that. Like put them away and make it a little bit more comfortable. Nonetheless, I mean, 28-22 is not a telling final score of that game. That game was 28-3. And then Miami took their foot off the accelerator.
Yes, and that's the thing about it is that will you do that again? Because, I mean, you know, Florida State had a passing game. You know, Castellanos, he wants to – Gus, we know this. They want to run the football to set up those different passing options and everything. And give Miami credit. They shut everything down. Mm-hmm. Miami was hitting, smacking Florida State in the mouth that whole game. I just didn't like the fact. I was like, damn, are they going to let them come back in this damn game? Because I think if they got the ball one more time, to my Florida State.
Because it's hard to ramp it back up once you've sort of eased up as much as they did.
Yeah.
And again, like that, you know, not to sit here and like and nitpick now that they've played this well and have that record, but that's one of the reasons why, and you could do this with any of these teams, really. That's one of the reasons why when you look at them, even if you're making the argument that they've, you know, they've got the claim to number one right now, they got warts too.
Yeah.
I mean, they got issues themselves, just like Ohio State does, just like Oregon does. On down the line. And when you look at the top three highest ranked SEC teams, I think anybody would have predicted this five games into the year. Ole Miss is fourth, and this is the AP poll.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss is fourth, Texas A&M with a really nice win on Saturday.
Very good win.
Is fifth, and Oklahoma is sixth.
Yes.
Not Alabama.
Nope.
Not Georgia.
Nope.
Not Texas, who's supposed to, you know, skate to the national championship with Arch. Those guys, which is such a reminder of the leveling of the playing field this year at the top level. And I think all those teams have a great opportunity, certainly a great opportunity to make the playoff, but I think any of those teams have an opportunity to win the national championship.
I do too. I'm right there with you, man. I think the field is still wide open. Great win for Alabama this weekend.
Yeah.
As, you know, Vanderbilt, you talked about it to start the show. They came in with a game plan, and they were executing it. I just thought, you know, as good as Ty Simpson, he was really good. Pavia wasn't as Pavia, but he had some good moments in the game.
He made some mistakes.
He did. He made a lot of mistakes in that game. Like you said, having Jim Miller back, been able to run the football along with Ty Simpson. Ryan Williams is playing well. We know Bernard is a baller.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if Ty Simpson keeps playing like that, now I got to go to Missouri. And I'm not saying Missouri is a world beater, but Missouri in Columbia is going to be a tough game for Alabama. this weekend coming up against Mizzou, who is, you know, they got a quarterback. We just talked about him. They pinch, they get rid of the wrong quarterback. I mean, because this kid's playing lights out.
Yeah.
And they can run the hell out of the football.
I like all – just back to Alabama for a minute. I like all Alabama's pass catchers. Like, obviously, Ryan Williams is the headliner. Jeremy Bernard's fantastic.
He's awesome.
He was on that DeBoer Washington National Championship, the team that went to the championship. He was like their fourth receiver.
Oh, he came over. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
okay.
He was on that team.
Okay.
And had some big plays on that team, too. Isaiah Horton's really good. And then that tight end, Josh Quavis, is talented,
nice.
Too.
He's nice.
Yeah, Alabama's, and they got so many dudes on defense. Yes. That was the thing that was so shocking about their performance against Florida State in week one was that defense that we, you know, we were so sure was going to be, and they are, and they're looking better right. every week.
See, I'm trouble with the run.
Yeah.
Still having trouble with the run.
But that play that is the kid's name Justin Jefferson? Yeah, it is. They have their own Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
The kid that he made, the play that he made on Pavia in that second quarter when Vanderbilt was going down the field to take the lead. Like they were going to go up two scores if they scored there. Alabama gets that turnover. They go down the field and score and don't look back from that point. I don't think they allowed any points after that, actually. That changed that game. And again, that just felt like one of those plays that Alabama used to make.
Yep.
That now it's
I mean, Pop is going in.
All right.
He's going in to score and then just lose the football, man. But big shout out to Vandy because they're different. Now, are they going to keep this going as far as after Pavia leaves? Because he's such a big part. And when the hell did Johnny Manziel become a Vanderbilt fan? I saw him all over the screen on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah. He was like getting into it with Alabama fans and stuff.
I understand why.
I don't.
Relax.
I genuinely
don't. Yeah, because he's
a commentator or something?
No, he's a dork. That's all. He's a dork.
Why is he a Vanderbilt fan?
I don't, because of Pavia. And, he wears number two like Johnny Manziel. And, I mean, whatever, man. You went to A&M. Why weren't you at the big game at A&M?
Yeah, they had a big game.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they mess with them like that at A&M, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they mess with them like that.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm with you on Vanderbilt. Like, it's definitely a different era there. And Clark Lee's done a great job.
Yeah,
I remember, there's been a lot of guys that have said a lot of stuff that we've sort of laughed at on this show. When he went to the SEC Media Days a couple years back and said that they want to win a national championship at Vanderbilt, everybody laughed at him, even though it's the right thing to say, and they're not going to. But to be on game day against Alabama because you beat them last year is leaps and bounds from where that program has ever been. And here's the thing: like they were competitive in that football game, man. Like they were as one score going in the fourth quarter. I know the final score is 30-14, and Alabama got that late touchdown, which, by the way, helped out. You know, out a lot of bettors.
Yeah,
there was a lot of Alabama fans happy about that one in the stands late.
Florida got something.
I want to be just one more.
Okay.
Vanderbilt's got some big opponents coming
up. Yes, they
do. They've got LSU, they've got Missouri, they've got Texas. Like,
it can either fall off.
They're going to beat one of those teams.
Yes.
Like, they're not a joke. I'm not saying they're going to go to the playoff, but they're going to beat one of those teams.
Yeah
sorry, go on.
I was going to say, and Florida, we were having fun with the whole Wayne Fonts and everything with him, but I mean, Lagway was great. They ran the hell out of the football. Florida ran the hell out of football. And Dallas Wilson, I didn't know nothing about it. I remember hearing about him in spring. Was like, this kid is like out here. He's the one. And then, I mean, he gets his first time, and he goes out there and just shows his ass. Like, this dude was like just throwing Florida defenders off of him. And, you know, they were able to find a way to get the win. I think they had the bye week, too. And so they gave Lagway some extra time to get healthy and do those things. I don't know what the hell to say about Texas.
I mean,
I don't know.
I do. They have no run game, which is crazy for a Texas football team to say. And the quarterback that needs to be great in order for them to win games like this and be a national championship contender is only good.
Yes.
And again, like, you know, that's not a criticism. That's not, I guess it's kind of a criticism, but it's, you know, to say that he's not as good as his uncle, or he's not as good.
There's not too many quarterbacks that are better than his uncle.
No, there aren't. In fact, like one. Maybe.
Maybe.
So to say that he's not living up to the hype was astronomical. It's also not his fault.
It's not.
He played okay on Saturday. He played okay. He played about as good as he can.
Yeah.
He's going to miss some throws. He made some really nice throws. He can use his legs a little bit, but he's not. And there are guys in college football this year that are capable of willing their teams to victory.
He's just not one of them.
He's just not one of them.
He's not one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, Texas, I mean, they are, you know, they got a big one coming up. They got next week, coming up this weekend, they got Oklahoma. They obviously got Georgia in Athens down the road. I mean.
And I know this is not what the trajectory was supposed to be for Arch Manning, but, like, remember, the first year Quinn Ewers started at Texas, he was up and down. He was okay.
Yeah.
And then the second year they went to the playoff, and then the third year they went to the playoff. And so, patience.
No. 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 No, not with that.
He looks like a first-year starter to me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I know he played sparingly.
I know his name is Arch Manning and Paul Feinbaum, and people said crazy stuff, but, like, I don't know. He looks like a first-year starter that's learning on the job.
Yeah. Hey, man, Sports Radio 99 The Game is your home for live college football coverage in Atlanta. Every Saturday starting at 8 with College Football Game Time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop for UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and all those other fans. There's stuff there also with Fricky, Goforth, Abe Gordon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Garrett Chapman, they will set the stage for the big matchups. And then at 11 a.m. on this station, we have Ohio State taking on Illinois. That's this Saturday on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, we'll switch from Saturday to Sunday coming up next. NFL No Huddle times 2. 45 minutes of professional football coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.